today.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about labor boards. And what happened in the very end of the last hour is a gentleman called saying that he believes he's getting screwed by his new employer. And we'll continue that discussion here. If you want to add to it, 855-453. I want to also invite you to freetalklive.com where you can get interactive and you can actually control the content on the website. So what you can do is take a link that you find online that you think is interesting or fun or exciting or whatever, and then you post that link as show prep to our website. At that point, it will then appear on the upcoming stories page where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be added or in order to make it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. Now, we were discussing what would, you know, the world, or at least the, you know, the place in which we live, be like if an individual who has been screwed over in some way by an employer didn't have some state labor board to go to with their complaint. And as I pointed out, in a lot of cases, it's a slack-ass employee who's going and screwing over the employer with these state labor boards. And they have all these employee rights where they're just able to rake the employer over the coals, and there's nothing the employer can do about it because they're subject to all these stupid laws, and they're basically forced. In a lot of cases, employers will avoid firing a bad employee because they're afraid that that employee is going to bring the labor board down on them for some arbitrary violation of these rules. So the door swings both ways. Sometimes you get an employee who's really being screwed by an employer, and other times the system empowers slacky, lackluster, loser employers, or employees rather, to screw over their employer. So the question was, what, you know, would it be like in the absence of this labor board? Would that just mean that employees get screwed over left and right by unscrupulous employers?
You know, my experience with bad employers is that, you know, it's the employee that, you know, basically the really bad employee that gets fired is the one that actually has any kind of leg to stand on with one of these labor boards.
Mm-hmm.
And the good employee that gets screwed over by a bad employer is basically told, well, you're SOL.
It wouldn't surprise me if that were the case. And, Nemi, you said that you've been involved in some cases
like this? Yeah, I have the opposite experience of what you guys were talking about. I haven't seen the...
Have you ever been in management?
Have I ever been in management? Yes, I have.
Okay.
So, I haven't seen, speaking from the state labor board perspective, I haven't seen it necessarily what you're detailing, Ian, as far as a bad seed employee.
I haven't seen it either. I've just heard from people I know in
right,
management.
Right, and I'm sure it does happen, but there are certainly other places where folks aren't getting paid. Taxes aren't supposed to aren't being paid to where they need to be paid. So if you're supposed to be paying your income taxes, Ian, and your employer isn't taking that money and sending it to the government, you're still responsible for that. So there are plenty of things that employers can do to screw over an employee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, I have seen a lot of that.
These shiftless employees that I'm told about by people who have been in management, people I trust, loved ones,
mm-hmm.
these shiftless employees know the system.
Sure.
They've used the system before, and they'll go and they'll get a job, and they'll slack off, or they'll do whatever, and then they'll just take the employer for every dollar they can squeeze out
sure.
of them using this system, and the employers know it, and they're scared to death. They're very, very cautious about who they hire in the first place, and then if they find out they've made a mistake, a lot of times they feel like they're trapped. And maybe you've been in management, and you can tell us a better story. Like, I'm only just kind of giving you the general gist of what I've heard over the years, because I don't remember all the details as to how they use this system. But I think that in the absence of a government labor board, some sort of authority to which, you know, this monopoly on violence to which people can go and register their complaints and have someone get screwed over, whether it's the employee or the, you know, the employer, in the absence of that, what we could have is the market deciding who the good employers are. And already, you know, word goes around, you know, oh, don't go and work for that guy. He's a real jerk. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that already happens word of mouth style.
There could even be ranking system or rating system.
Exactly.
Similar to how the Better Business Bureau does their rating of this place has an A-plus rating, or this place has a C,
or a
D.
Well, that's what I'm wondering is, you know, I don't know enough about the Better Business Bureau. Do they already rank employers based on, you know, employee preferences and workplace environment?
I don't know if they do it on like, customer satisfaction sort of thing.
It's actually on business.
Consumers.
Right.
That's what I thought it was, but I just, you know, obviously I don't know a whole lot about the Better Business Bureau. But
that's why I said something akin to.
Yeah, the employer, whatever. There'd be some name someone would come up with, the Employer Goodness Bureau or something like that. And the employees could register their complaints. They could provide evidence. Because obviously somebody who feels like they've been screwed over but actually hasn't, you know, just writing a complaint online isn't going to be very persuasive. But if they've got paperwork, if they've got evidence, if they can submit this to this group, that way others can see, you know, the full story of what happened, that could be very useful. And it could result in, you know, it could result in a company cleaning up by getting rid of bad managers and then be, you know, improving their ratings over time. Because I don't think most, you know, companies want to be known as the slave driver. You know, I think that most people want to be seen because that word gets around to buyers. If buyers know that a company is treating its employees like crap, they might be more likely to choose the competition. So I think that in the world in which we inhabit today, where there's so much information out there and there's no excuse to not share this information now with the Internet, I think that there really could be a very powerful rating system that that could take the place of this government monopoly system.
Right. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. I mean, we talk about this a lot here, but there are certainly companies out there that have employee relations issues. And just corporate policy issues that the folks kind of find questionable. Walmart is the perfect one that I can think of off the top of my head. Now,
some people complain about it, but some people love working at Walmart.
Okay, that's fair enough.
We know someone that works at Walmart.
Well, who doesn't know someone that works at Walmart?
Good point.
Isn't that true? I mean, it's big enough at this point.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately my point is this, is that if someone wants something that's at Walmart, are they going to go get it because it's cheap, or are they not going to go get it because they treat their employees like crap or not well? Allegedly.
Right. That's I don't know if I agree that they do, right? So, like, there was the Christmas season, Black Friday. There was the big news this Black Friday was Thursday. Walmart was going to be protested. There were going to be Walmart workers were going to be outside the Walmart stores and demanding, you know, better working conditions and so on and so forth. And ultimately, these protests amounted to a bunch of Walmart haters showing up and protesting Walmart, and literally
demanding
a handful
that Walmart unionize.
Right, and a handful of actual employees. I mean, and like a handful nationwide of actual employees went out to these protests.
Sure.
So, is it overblown? Is it just that some people are looking at Walmart as a, you know, as a low-end job or a low-skill job and saying, well, they should pay their employees more because of this living wage concept
right.
that a lot of people want to force on companies?
I think Walmart should stop, you know, basically trying to get money from governments.
Sure. Sure, and they also take land, too, from the state.
Use eminent domain to get free land, and then they get government money.
I agree with you. I also think Target should stop supporting national service programs. I mean, so there's always, and Amazon is now supporting a, you know, online sales tax or whatever. I mean, I find something objectionable about all of these companies, about whether it's how they treat their employees or whatever manufacturing conditions they have overseas or how they interface with the public or what they do when it comes with the state. I feel like there's always something one can point to and say, see, this is a bad company. But ultimately, we got to get our toilet paper from somewhere, right? So
pine cones, Ian. Use pine cones. Wait, do they even have pine cones in New Hampshire?
Yes, they do.
They have pine trees here, yeah. Yeah. I've never seen a pine cone, though.
What, really?
I don't know. Maybe
we have pine cones all over the place, man. You're good.
In the wrong place.
You're good. You can poop wherever you want.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome on this issue. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And you, of course, can take control of the airwaves. Whether you want to talk about labor relations, or employee ratings.
Pine cones.
Or your experience in working for some allegedly bad employer, or the reverse, being a manager and dealing with awful employees using the state to screw you over. 855-453. You can also bring us anything. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
About employers, employee relations. That's where the topic is at the moment. But you can take control and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. That's why we called the show Free Talk Live. And our website is freetalklive.com. On the site, you'll see the Bitcoin logo in the top right of the site. That's because we've got a tip jar into which you may deposit as many Bitcoins or fractions of Bitcoins as you like. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our tip jar page, which has some useful links to websites that'll help you out. Now, one of those websites allows you to get Bitcoins, and that is bitinstant.com. They make it easy for you. You can go to something like a million locations worldwide, which includes Walmart, as well as CVS, in 30 countries. There are a lot of different places where you can go with cash and turn that cash into Bitcoins. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. You can even just do it from your computer using your Dwolla account, for instance. So once again, bitinstant.com. It is so easy. I've used it multiple times. Bitinstant.com. We'll talk more about what Bitcoins are here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. So I suggested that in the absence of a government labor board to which employees can go and complain about an employer and possibly use the violence of the state to force an employer to do a certain thing for that employee, whether it's actually a good thing or whether it's the employee trying to screw over the employer just because they don't like them for some reason, that's the situation we have today. But what would it be like without that labor board? I suggested, and Daryl agreed with the idea of a rating system. Some sort of system. So during the break, I went to Google and I typed in "rate my employer." There's a Canadian site, and then a few results down was ratemyjob.com, and they've got the worst rated employers here. There's a number of them, and then they also have best rated employers. Now, I don't know at what level this site is used, how many people are actually rating things here. I've never spent any more than just 30 seconds on the site. But there already is, this exists. The ability to transfer the information about your experiences as an employee exists. So, like, for instance, we'll have people call in sometimes about getting a job in direct sales, like Cutco, for instance, these companies that send you house-to-house to sell things to people. And, you can always look into people's experiences with these companies. You find out most people think it's a scam. It doesn't take much Googling to find out what people think of their experience as an employee at X company. So even if there isn't even one website that's kind of a central hub for this, there are several websites out there that do allow employees to explain their experience and talk to others and see what their experiences have been. So that information is there. Anybody who wants to do the research on a potential employer can do so, and they should do so. I mean, if you're going to be an employee, it's a buyer beware situation. You're buying into a deal with another human being that is promising you something in return for you giving them something else. I mean, that is ultimately
contract.
It's a contract. It's a purchase. You're giving them something. They're giving you something back, in theory. And you should know who you're dealing with. So take the time to do as much research as you would if you were deciding to buy something big like a car or something else that, is really important. Because it's pretty important where you work. You want to have a good place to work, someplace where they're going to treat you like a human being. They're not going to subject you to some kind of slave-like conditions. And
your checks are actually going to clear.
Your checks are going to clear, and you can find this stuff out by talking with other employees or people who used to work there. And those people are available online, unless we're talking about, some kind of local employer who's brand new and they don't have a reputation. Now, obviously, there's going to be a question mark surrounding certain situations, but life is full of risk in those instances. So maybe you know of a better website. Again, like I said, I just went to Google and plugged Rate My Employer in there. There is one here from Canada, as I mentioned, ratemyemployer.ca, and it's a much prettier site than the Rate My Job site. And you can type in an employer name and search for that employer, and it is a Canadian site, so you can narrow it down by province. They have the best-rated employers here, which Nokia is number 2, Motorola number 4, Sony Corporation number 6. And I think this is what people are looking for, but you've got to take the time to look into it. Ultimately, though, if it doesn't pan out, if you have an experience with an employer, you feel like you've been screwed, that's where the arbitration comes in that you were talking about, Daryl.
Yeah, and as I said, that's something that I think would be more prevalent absent the government monopoly over, you know, basically the judicial sort of process,
mm-hmm.
where right now, if me and you have a disagreement, well, we actually have an agreement that we will not go to the court system.
That's true.
But if me and Nimi have a disagreement, there is, you know, nothing. If I can't find an arbiter to take up the case, I really have no choice other than
cage match.
That would be
entertaining.
Yeah, cage match. Yeah,
cage match.
I'll Sorry. Agree to that.
Daryl seems to be a little bit too into that idea.
That's a little creepy. Yeah.
But no, what I was going to say is, you know, if one or a couple of people that have a disagreement, if they can't find an arbiter, then there's not really any choice but to go to the monopoly force that is the government-run court system. So hopefully there would be more, you know, private arbitration firms or even some arbitration courts that would pop up.
Right, and arbitration is, it's important to point out a little bit about how it works, where both parties actually have to consent to going to arbitration. And a lot of people will listen to that and they'll say, well, what if the employer doesn't consent? What happens then? Do you have an answer?
You win.
Well, there could be a default judgment, but ultimately the employer is going to want to show up at an arbitration
yeah.
because their reputation will be on the line. In a world where we don't have this monopoly system of government, we should have a better reputation system because people want to know who they're dealing with. They want to know whether they've got a good reputation. It's so important. Reputation's critical to someone's success in business. If a business owner or business person in some way gets a bad rep, just like an employee, if an employee gets a bad reputation, then that can really make it difficult to get a job. And similarly, a bad employer, it can make it more difficult for them to acquire customers. So the employer is going to want to go to arbitration because they're going to want to show that, hey, we're the ones in the right here. This employee is a bad employee. They're trying to screw us over. Here's our case. And if they don't go, you're right. There could absolutely be a, you know, default judgment against them in that case. And that wouldn't look good for them either. So that would be a ding on their reputation, and there would be people checking that reputation. Other businesses would check that reputation as well, you know, to see, well, do we want to do business with these people?
And another sort of straw man argument that I've heard is, oh, well, then the business would just set up their own court and force you to use their court.
No. And the reason why that wouldn't pan out is because you get to contract in the beginning, so you can select your own arbitrator, and if they want to have their own arbitrator, that's fine. Then the two arbitrators can come together and select a third arbitrator that is, you know, not biased in that case.
Yeah.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, they go over a lot of this in The Market for Liberty, which is an excellent book and a real eye-opener. And I can tell you in a moment about how you can get a free copy of that. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453. Take control.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my
my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 855-453. You're welcome to share with us your employer stories. Maybe you are an employer or manager, and you have had a situation with a really bad employee who used the state system to screw you over. Or maybe you're an employee who got screwed by an employer. That's kind of what, you know, the discussion we're into right now. But you can also bring up anything. Plus, still to come here tonight, a different story about a disturbing story about a young lady on the school bus, a 10-year-old girl forced to urinate in a cup. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Nimi took off. She's pretty sick, as you probably could tell. And I didn't want her to stick it out as long as she did, but she did anyway. So we'll take your calls. 855-450-FREE. What's the best Rate My Employer site, by the way? There's ratemyemployer.ca for Canadian companies, and that seems like a really well-organized site. There's another one for the UK as well. There's ratemyjob.com for the U.S. I think that's a U.S.-based site. Oh, thank you, .org, and that is kind of crappy looking.
And so they don't really have a lot of information on a lot of employers.
Yeah.
I looked at the 10 best and 10 worst, and I believe I recognized one out of 20.
There's another one, jobbite.com, but that just seems to be, let's see, that's just writing reviews. Okay, yeah, there's jobbite.com, looks okay. This is an important area to develop over time, is to have a real go-to source for people to, you know, think of first when they go. And I don't know if any of these companies or websites have really established themselves in that way. But I think this could be a pretty, valuable service for someone to provide.
And if it's put together correctly.
Right. And, you know, as far as funding is concerned, there's no reason why it would be hard to fund this. Maybe, Union, for instance, could put one of these sites together and use its tremendous amount of money that they've got flowing into their coffers.
Or maybe one of the companies that's already allowing people to do rankings could have something to where if you worked here, you can rank it as a good company or a bad company to work for. Like Yelp. Yelp is one of the better known,
rank a restaurant kind of.
Rank a restaurant, rank a store, whatever.
Right.
So maybe they could add something in to where people could rank it as a good or a bad place to work.
I just went to JobBite. I'm at JobBite.com, and I clicked on A just to see how many companies are listed there. And, there's a good page worth of companies, probably, 4 or 5 dozen, maybe a little bit more than that, under the letter A, including Amazon.com, Adobe. But each of these only has one to maybe one or two or three, sometimes the most looks like 5 or 6 reviews. Apple's got 8 reviews, according to the reviews, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, 1 star, 2 stars. So it's inevitable that you're going to get different experiences, too, with people and, what it is that had occurred to them while they were working there. According to one person, Apple is great for robots who want to learn. They listed this as 1 star. They said, if you are a smiling robot, love technology and learning about Apple products, this is a super job. Pros, great customers and retail training, nice discounts, free T-shirts, and lots of freebie software. I presume that's a retail environment. Cons, not for free thinkers. Don't plan to do anything to improve Apple. Nobody cares about ideas unless they come from corporate headquarters. On the other hand, someone else rated them a 5-star great place to work. Awesome products and awesome technology. Downside is there will be pressure and stress. And I'm happy with the compensation, which is around $100,000, and I'm fairly young, by the way. Now, of course, one of the problems with these sites, at least as it currently stands, is that there's no vetting.
True.
So anybody can go on there and trash talk or blow up a company, pump up a company. So there's no reason why the company can't just send in, one of their executives to, hey, I got some good review. One of those sorts of things.
And there's nothing that would prohibit a company from having a clause in their contract saying, if you work for us, you are prohibited from posting a review on a employer ranking place for X number of months before or after your termination.
That's an interesting point.
Because I've worked at a place before where they had a social networking policy to where you were not allowed under their policy to talk about work online on Facebook, MySpace, whatever. And there was actually an employee that was threatened with being fired because...
To say anything at all about the workplace?
He set up a... workers group.
Yeah.
Of like, it was his friends, and he called it, this employer's work group. And it was a private group. And it was basically a place for people to go on Facebook and gripe about their day.
Yeah.
One of the managers found out, and it got all the way up to where the owner of the company found out about it, and they not happy.
Stop snitching. 855, 450, free Microsoft. Since I read one from Apple, here's one from Microsoft. They've actually got an average rating that's higher. The average rating of the Apple was 2 stars, Microsoft 4 stars. Similar amount of reviews, I think 4 for Microsoft, 6 for Apple. The lowest review, 3 stars, says some good, some bad. Interesting projects, opportunities, flexible work environment, compensation. But on the bad side, each business is siloed and often competes against partner organizations struggling to compete. I have no complaints with the compensation offered, which is above average. My salary comes in at over $130,000. And then the other ones were even higher rated than that.
I'm looking at Walmart right now. They have 44 rankings.
Is this on JobBite?
On JobBite.com.
Interesting.
They have 44 rankings. They have a job rating of 2. And salary, they have 2 little dollar signs. The first ranking that appears, some guy gave it 1 star. Scrolling down, there's one that has it listed as 3 stars. And I kind of like how they have this listed of pros and cons, what the position was, the work dates, the location, work environment, and fairly keyword sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this one where they gave one star, it says fast-paced, disorganized, high pressure, bureaucratic.
According to this Comcast, 3 stars. One guy gave it a two-star rating, saying that the pay is good, but the real pros are the benefits, medical, dental, and retirement. Comcast is a big, stable company with good pay, benefits, and time off, but moving up is not easy. It's very easy to get stuck in the same role for a very long time. The company just doesn't have real people development strategy. So I would say, this is a pretty cool site. I mean, it's something. It's a resource. Take it as it is. And, it is something where I don't think there's any amount of verification or validation of the claims that that people make here. And, the submission form is fairly simple. You put in the company and the position, the headline, pros and cons, and so on and so forth. But over time, this is a concept that can be developed. It can be perfected. And, one of the real downsides to being an employer is that you don't get to really find out about an employee. And so we're back, in this the world of all these laws that get in the way between being an employer and an employee and make it very difficult to find out if a potential employee was a bad employee at previous jobs. There is a tremendous amount of restriction on what it is that you can actually ask other people. So, Daryl, I know you're looking for some work right now.
Yes.
When you put in your resume and it's got past jobs on it, if I'm looking at your resume and I see that you used to work at, some radio, I know you used to work at a radio station, you used to work at this radio station, I can't call them and ask them if you were a good worker.
Yeah,
that's
you can
against
only
the
ask,
law.
Did this person ever work here?
I think you can ask something like, would you hire this person again? I think that's legal, but I don't know. I'm not a manager. I know that Julia, who was a manager at one point for a couple of different organizations, they put their managers through hours and hours of training as to, look, you can't ask these questions when you're doing a job interview. You can only do X, Y, and Z. And if you step out of those bounds, the state will come after you. And many of these employees know this, the ones that know how to work the system, and they'll come after you for it. So, 855-450-FREE. I tend to think the system is really skewed against employers, but what are your thoughts? Share them with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Ever wondered what you do if you're seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
And right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Whether you want to talk about your job-related experiences, maybe on the manager side or the employee side, or bring up whatever's on your mind, you can do that. 855-450-FREE. Now, you've been hearing about Bitcoins for a while on Free Talk Live. The number of people using Bitcoins is exploding around the world, and the price may be some indicator of that. It recently has spiked up. It was kind of holding for a while at around $1,340 for what seemed to be a couple of weeks. And recently, the price has gone up to $1,425. That's where it's currently at. So it's almost jumped up a dollar just within the last couple of few days. Bitcoin is a pretty exciting currency. It's decentralized. That means there's no central printing house. There's no corporation behind this. You can't work for Bitcoin. You can work on Bitcoin because it's an open source project. So if you are a programmer and you're interested in, you know, an open source money system, then you can help with Bitcoin. You can make it better. But ultimately, no one owns Bitcoin. It's just something that was developed for the benefit of mankind, and it's really working out pretty well thus far. Now, you can learn more about it over at weusecoins.org, but the most important thing to know about Bitcoin is that other people are using them. So that's why they're the most valuable currency in the world right now. And they're decentralized, which means that they can't be taken out by some government. The government cannot raid an office. They can't even, you know, if they were to shut down BitInstant, for instance, which is a great way to get Bitcoins, that doesn't mean that Bitcoins are going to go away. That's just one of the companies that is doing business with Bitcoins. And there are a number of companies like that. BitPay.com is another one. Now, what BitPay does that's different is they make it easy for any website, charity, or retail store to accept Bitcoins and then convert them to cash. Because unfortunately, right now, if you're running a retail business, you can't pay the power bill in Bitcoins yet. Maybe someday we'll get to that point. But a lot of retailers are going to want to be able to accept Bitcoins from their customers because over time, more people are going to be interested in paying with Bitcoins. But for a retailer, it's still going to be useful, or a charity or whatever. It's going to be useful to be able to convert that money easily, convert those Bitcoins easily to cash. And BitPay.com lets you do that, and their fees are lower than credit cards. No risk of chargeback or fraud. Go to BitPay.com to get started. That's BitPay.com. Let's go to Christina. She's listening in Charleston. Where are you? In West Virginia? Christina?
Yep, West Virginia.
Okay,
yep.
Excellent. And so you must be listening to WVTS. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just calling to share a site that I've used on my own job-seeking adventures, and it's Glassdoor.com.
Okay, and what is that?
It's I would assume it's very similar to RateMyJob.com, but it's a place where you can rate your job. You can look at other people's ratings. They have salary information. They have feedback on interview questions. People can go in there and write interview questions that they've been asked and what they answered. Ask for advice on how to answer interview questions.
Huh.
And I've just found it to be a really useful resource for myself when I am deciding to job hunt or whatever. And they have a lot of employers that I didn't expect to find on there, so.
That is a really sharp-looking website. I'm looking at it right now, glassdoor.com, and they say the number one place to work, Facebook, with Google ranking in at number 6. In-N-Out Burger in at number 9. These are the top 10. They've got actually a top 50 of the 2013 best places to work. Pretty sharp-looking website. It seems like they've even got international. They've got an international section. So it's mostly focused on the U.S., but even worldwide you can do stuff there. Pretty neat.
Yeah, and it's free. And I think when I did it, in order to, you know, you get a few free peeks at things, and then they do eventually force you to participate in some way, but they aren't specific. I, for example, just filled out the rating on my current employer and gave them salary information, and I've had access. That's the only thing I had to do as far as disclosure on my own, my part, and I've took away a lot of information.
Make sure I'm clear. You're saying that you don't have to pay to get into the site, but you do have to give them some information about your job?
Yeah. Well, some type of information that they would post on their website to, you know, it would have to be about your job.
So I'm looking here. It says, what do I get by joining? All new members automatically get 1 month of access to everything posted by our community. That's millions of company reviews, salaries, interview questions, and more, all posted anonymously by those on the inside. To upgrade to unlimited access, simply give back to the community by posting an anonymous inside look of your own. It'll only take a minute, and your posts are anonymous. I think that's pretty cool. So you don't have to pay to access the site with money, but you do have to pay with your experience. Give them, you know, a summary of your experience at whatever job you're at.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Thanks for sharing that, Christina. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
Nope. I just wanted to throw that out there. I've found it very useful, and, you know, if other people do too, and the more information that gets on there and the more objective information, I mean, you do have to be careful looking at how other people review their workplace, whether they're disgruntled or not, and kind of weed that out. But
right.
You know, the more objective feedback that gets out there, the better for everybody else looking for jobs and a good place to work.
Great. Great information. Really appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call.
I just pulled up one of my old employers on this Glassdoor.com website.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 4 ratings with an average of 1.8, and it says employees are dissatisfied.
Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. And one of the reviews here is titled, Upper Management Doesn't Have a Clue.
Mm.
And I would say that is very fitting.
And by the way, so is this like a smaller local company?
Yes.
Birmingham?
No, in Texas.
In Texas. So to have a smaller company have 4 reviews sounds pretty good. I just pulled up Apple here again just to look and see what they had. That last site we were on, Job something or other, only had like 6 reviews for all of Apple. This one, you type in Apple, and I didn't put Inc. after it. I should have to specify it more because it's also coming up with
Apple Smith, Apple
right,
company.
Apple Hill, Michigan Apples, things like that. But Apple Inc. comes up first, and and there's different job titles here. So they really get specific, whereas on that last site we were on, they just kind of, you know, it's just general reviews, and then you could look at the job title in the review.
Well, and this also appears to where you can apply to some of the jobs.
That's useful. Here it actually gives you the job title and how many reviews there are for just that job title. So at Apple, if you're looking at being a data scientist, there are 100-plus reviews.
That's for the entire company.
Right.
But not, I mean, just for that one position with the company.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't clear. That was not made clear to me. I see.
Yeah, that's how I found that out. It was because I typed in one of my former employers, saw two different jobs listed, where it said four reviews for one of the jobs, and it had all of the different positions.
Still, though, there's a lot more reviews on this site than there were on the site we were on previously. Site's laid out well. It looks sharp. And this is worth digging into if you are looking for work or... you know, want to leave a review of your employer. Glassdoor.com. 855 450 free. Disturbing story coming out of Chicago, where CBS News is reporting that a Wilmington couple is suing a Southwest suburban school district because their 10-year-old daughter was humiliated on a field trip last January when teachers allegedly refused to stop for a bathroom break and forced her to urinate in a cup on a moving school bus. Now, that's just horrifying.
How far from where they were going was this bus?
I don't think it matters. How far from a gas station or a McDonald's were they on this bus?
Right, there's always... the reason I ask is because if it's a 5-minute bus ride from where they started to where they're going,
right?
Or is it a 1-hour, 2-hour trip somewhere?
I don't know the geography, so we'll see if that's revealed here. Todd and Lisa Holmes filed the emotional distress lawsuit against Wilmington School District 209U, Superior J Police, and their middle school, among others. Obviously, the parents are very distraught, said the family's attorney. They trust the teachers and parents and the chaperones on the field trip to provide a safe environment for the children, and what occurred was just outrageous. The attorney, Telly Nako, said teachers shielded the 10-year-old girl with coats as she urinated into a cup in the front stairs of the bus while it was still driving down the road. Now, number one, this is wrong from a just societal standpoint of having a child urinate in front of others, even if you're going to cover it up with coats, is embarrassing. But number two...
on a moving bus.
Right. Number two, it's a moving bus, so it's really dangerous to have somebody up in the stairwell of that bus. I mean, it's bad enough, you know, buses don't have seat belts and all, for the most part, but to take someone out of the seat, have them sit up in the stairwell of the bus and urinate there... this is really disturbing. 855-450-FREE. You may take control. Hour 3's next. Stripper licenses are on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key. Access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.